Hi, this is Paul Jędrzejczyk for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're going to be talking about health, fitness, diet, and yoga. I'm joined by Rob Martin. Rob is a health coach and a personal trainer. Michelle Fife of Seva Yoga and WOTV for Women, and Catherine Mock. She's a registered dietitian for the McCahill Group. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Doing good.
Wonderful.
Fantastic. So I'd love it if each of you start off with tell me a bit about what it is you do as far as the health and fitness business.
Starting here?
Starting with you, Michelle.
At the end of the alphabet, huh?
Yes.
Well, I consider myself as someone who helps look after the complete wellness of any one individual. Any student who might come into my class would experience wellness through the practice of yoga, which most people think of as a physical practice, but it really is this great, big, huge nut, you know, that people gradually take in over time. And it does actually include things like nutrition and, you know, your mental well-being as well as the physical well-being. So we look after the whole complete person.
Terrific.
Or go ahead, Catherine.
As a dietitian, As a dietitian, I focus more on the nutrition aspect of wellness.
Okay.
What goes along with that is encouraging clients to focus on a balance and creating a healthy relationship with food. A lot of people have additional stress in their life, where yoga can be phenomenal stress relief. And they tend to use food as a coping mechanism. So we focus on helping them to develop ways to not utilize food as a coping mechanism.
Okay.
And still get a balanced diet and adequate nutrition from every food group.
Okay. Rob?
Well, what I do is I focus more on exercise, and that involves different things with different people, because I see a wide variety of people, from athletes to average Joes to, you know, elderly, young people. So I just basically tailor fit plans that work for the person to help them with their functional movements that they do every day.
Okay.
And, you know, we incorporate balance, strength, a little cardio. I work a little bit with diet as well.
Mm-hmm.
So not as much as Catherine, obviously, but people have questions and I give them answers.
So what inspired each of you to pursue these?
Well, for me, yoga, way back in the 90s, I started taking it up for myself. And at that time, I had also been doing, you know, more fitness-based coaching and was into that and a big runner. And I found that as, you know, my own body was changing, you know, aging and whatnot, that not all of those different sport modalities fit me anymore. And maybe they were causing me more pain than they were causing me any gain.
Okay.
So I really started to thin things out until I just had the yoga practice. And, you know, anything that I try and works well for myself, I feel like, you know, might work well for other people. So I saw my own benefits, you know, from the yoga practice and living that yoga lifestyle, and just wanted to bring that healthy change to other people.
Yeah, if you can find a solution for yourself, it's going to be applicable to somebody else.
Exactly. And I just want to see everybody else be as happy and healthy as I feel every
day.
I was drawn to nutrition just as something I've always been extremely fascinated with. I took an introduction to nutrition class my freshman year at Michigan State, and I absolutely loved the class. And that's what caused me to change my major and go into dietetics.
Okay.
And I ended up pursuing it more, especially at a corporate level, is realizing how much the way we eat every day plays into all aspects of our life and looking at people later on in life and how poor nutrition has led them to really poor
health ailments.
Catches
up with them.
Exactly. And I want to not only talk to people about eating well, but actually do what I say to them and be an example of
walk
that.
Your talk.
Exactly.
For me, it's just helping people, whether it's athletes again or someone that has an ailment, helping them stretch or do an exercise that can help increase their mobility. You know, just helping people with their health is my number one goal.
Sure.
So.
Now, I don't know if you guys saw, there was a study that was just released by the CDC. Michigan was ranked the fifth most obese state. Why Michigan? Why is it ranked so high on the list?
You know, when I hear these statistics, it always bums me out. You know, I've heard statistics before about us being, you know, one of the heaviest nations. And, you know, there was another documentary out recently called The Weight of the Nation that was on HBO that I found really interesting. They actually were stating that the elementary school seats that we all sat in were now obsolete because children elementary school children are too big to get into them, so they've had
wow.
to move middle school seating down into the elementary schools. And I think really it comes from us, you know, just thinking, and it's a story that's kind of been fed to us through the media, but that, not this media, of course, Paul, not you, but
fair enough.
At any rate, that we don't have time to eat healthy. We don't have time to prepare our own foods and have these whole foods in our diet. And maybe, you know, we don't have time for exercise. We want these quick fixes.
Right.
This tablet that we can take that's going to boost your metabolism, you'll be thinner. This machine you're going to be in, and it'll make you thinner.
Right.
And I just, you know, would like to see our country, our state as a whole, take responsibility for our own wellness and, you know, see us all get better. It really benefits everyone.
Sure.
For us to be a little more mindful with our eating and our physicality.
Oh, absolutely. Rob, Catherine, what are your thoughts?
I think she's got a pretty good point there. I also think that it has to do maybe a little bit with our weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the winter months, I see a lot of depressed people.
People don't want to go out and be as active.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's cold. They don't want to go outside. And again, I think it's a mentality thing. People need to maybe get some affirmation and goals and look at them every day. And when they wake up, to help get past that and get their mindset right.
They need to stay on that path, whether it's sunny or snowy outside.
Exactly. Enjoy it. There's things you can do outside in the winter that are fun.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
what are those?
Snowshoeing.
Snowshoeing's
awesome. Yeah, it's a great exercise.
Sure.
You're going to go out and explore, which is a bunch of fun.
Right.
You know, you can cross-country ski, ice skate.
Sure.
There's a lot of things you
sure.
can do.
Sure. People
you
just have to be open.
And do yoga.
You can stay indoors and do yoga.
No snow yoga?
No, thank you.
You ought to give that a shot.
Yeah.
The snowsuits aren't conducive to the movements, so.
Any thoughts that you have, Catherine?
I agree with both of them.
Okay.
And then to kind of go a step farther, I think it's due to the economic state of Michigan.
Okay.
A lot of people believe that eating healthy costs more money.
True.
And it
really
does in many cases, but I mean,
it can.
Exactly.
But you can
it
also
can
make
it work for you.
Sure.
Exactly.
But it's worth it.
It's definitely worth it.
Yeah. But I think some people don't look at it that way, but they pay a higher cost later in life.
Exactly.
Sure, with your medical bills.
Yes.
I mean, people aren't thinking about that.
No, they're not.
We spend so much money worrying about what we put on the outside, you know, the clothing that we wear, the products that we buy for our skin, our hair, makeup, whatever, when really if you're, you know, being complete nutritionally, so I'm way on board with you, you'll see all those benefits on the outside, you know.
Think about, I had this yesterday, I had a client say, Vegetables and fruits are so expensive. And I said, really? Let's look at a bag. I went to Meijer, the other day, and they had organic apples.
Right.
I paid $4 for 3 pounds of apples.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of meals.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to McDonald's, I'm going to spend $5 to $6 just on a meal, one meal for myself.
Right.
Sure.
So what's really expensive when you really take a look at what you're spending your money on?
It's people's misconception of portion sizes and how much food to eat, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if
absolutely.
You reel it in and eat a little less, that food's going to go a lot farther.
And it's better quality.
Exactly. The other thing is when you're eating that quality food, when you're eating, you know, whole food groups, I know for myself, you know, if I end up just, you know, like with a plate of grains and some kale and, you know, maybe some beans on that. I'm very full with a small portion. When you eat processed foods, they almost trick your brain into you don't have that fullness trigger that you feel, and you keep wanting more. You know, you could probably eat a biggie fry, whereas if you just took a potato and baked it, you know, you're going to be very full from one baked potato.
Right.
But if you're having it, you know, saturated with oil and fat and salt.
Well, because it just compresses
going.
In your stomach, so you don't get that satiety factor.
Right.
With fruits and vegetables, the fiber, the water contact.
The fiber.
I mean, it all just explodes in your stomach and fills you up.
You know, I love this because I thought we were going to come here and like debate all these different things. We're all pretty much agreeing, right?
Well, that's no good.
Be more mindful about what we eat.
Okay, I'll take my
Well, Michelle, you mentioned the documentary, The Weight of the Nation. I know you guys did a showing that at Save a Yoga. in addition to the thing that you mentioned with the school seats, what were some of the other takeaways you learned from that?
Well, just, you know, the increase in childhood diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you look back generations ago, those kinds of things weren't seen. That wasn't so heard of and prevalent as, and even the nut allergies. I mean, mm-hmm. all these different incidents are on the increase, you know, as far as our health. Our health care costs more than ever, but it's also right in line with the way that the country has changed since the Industrial
right.
Revolution with the eating habits, you mm-hmm. know, packaged meals, processed meals, TV dinners, things in a can, in a box. You know, if we just could all go back to, and we have a great state for produce, you know, mm-hmm. you can go to the farmer's market and get all kinds of great things. You can put mm-hmm. them up, you know, freeze them, blanch them, whatever you want to do, can them for
right.
winter. But I'm a big proponent also of seasonal eating. I mean, I think it's very natural that in the winter when it is colder and we're going to go snowshoeing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We go snowshoeing. We
exactly.
both have snowshoes. That you crave the breads, the thicker soups.
Right.
And you should follow your body's instincts with those.
Mm-hmm.
Your body will lead you through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you're always putting these processed things into it, then that's when you kind of start to lose your way because you start craving the wrong things. Don't you
and
think
you,
so?
I agree with you completely. And you lose sight of being in tune with your body
mm-hmm.
when you're putting the processed foods in it.
Throws it off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know when you're hungry or when
mm-hmm.
you're full. You just kind of eat to eat.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
that
oh, and
is what creates a lot of issues.
Don't even get me started on pop, okay? Like,
I haven't drank pop since
regular
I was 16 years old.
Awesome. That's
good.
Wonderful.
Good.
That is like one of the number one
yeah.
things because the calorie intake is so high
mm-hmm.
in pop, and there's no fullness trigger from it at all.
Mm-mm.
So people just drink it. And they feel like, you know, I talk to people about it. I did a segment on WOTV about how much water a body
mm-hmm.
needs every day. And it's really half your body weight in fluid ounces is what you should be having. And then, you know, I tell my clients to add a little more for caffeine and alcohol. So if
mm-hmm.
you're having a cup of coffee with it,
right,
then
right.
you need to increase it by whatever, you know,
sure.
fluid ounces of coffee.
Sure.
But if, you know, people think that they're getting their water from pop, coffee, beer.
And from fruits and vegetables.
I mean, I love a good beer, okay? I want to have a beer now and then, but you,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've got to have these things in moderation.
Right,
make
right.
the rest of the time. And like Paul served us water today.
Yeah, I know.
You know? Thank you very much.
That brings up a point.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that, Catherine would probably maybe agree, that some people think that they're hungry when really it's just thirst.
Yes.
And
hydration, right.
And you just need to drink water
sure.
throughout the
That's
day.
That's an excellent point.
Do you guys use the HALT mechanism, or rather ROB, with your clients?
I don't know.
Are you
is.
Hungry,
oh.
anxious, angry, lonely, tired?
Okay.
When people are reaching for a snack.
Okay.
And sometimes you're not truly hungry. You're actually thirsty. So
okay.
I really focus on
okay.
that.
Okay.
You know, acronym with my clients a lot because
mm-hmm.
it's something they can easily remember too.
Okay.
Something I can
good,
use.
Good to know. Hey.
That's not what I use, but that's a good one. I like it.